formally announced his resignation yesterday amid disagreements with the president over this week's Syria troop pullout and plans to withdraw some forces from Afghanistan. Mattis says it's the president's right to have a defense secretary whose views are more in line with his.
This is a very sad day for our country.
Top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi is among bipartisan lawmakers worried about losing a moderating force on the president. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer played off Mattis's call sign, chaos, in saying the president's careening from one disaster to another.
There is chaos now in this administration.
The president says Mattis will serve until late February. He has not announced a replacement. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Reaction from members of President Trump's own party of his intent to pull U.S. forces out of Syria. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham says the president's decision could bring the war against Islamic State extremists to America's backyard.
ISIS in Afghanistan, I know for sure, is looking toward the United States and their target sets. Mr. President, you have a chance to change course. You have a lot of bipartisan support to do so. Take advantage of it.
Earlier in the week, President Trump declared victory against the Islamic State terror group's self-declared caliphate. The decision, which caught many people, defense officials, diplomats, and more, by surprise, has rattled U.S. allies on the ground and left many asking questions about what's next. President Trump is considering a significant U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, roughly half of more than 14,000 troops stationed there. Under the reported plan, about 7,000 U.S. troops would start coming home in January and the rest in the coming months in a phased drawdown. This is VOA News. Despite the temporary spending bill passed by the House of Representatives to avert a government shutdown, the issue of a shutdown is still not resolved. More from AP's Mike Rossia.
Just days before Christmas, the federal government appears to be careening toward a partial shutdown that would cap a tumultuous week in the nation's capital. On the House floor Thursday night,
the A's are 217 and the nays are 185.
A funding resolution was passed, but it includes $5.7 billion for President Donald Trump's border wall. And Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says when the bill reaches the Senate floor,
it clearly will not come close to getting the 60 votes that it needs.
Meaning the government will shut down at midnight. More than 800,000 federal workers would be facing furloughs or work without pay. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. prosecutors unsealed an indictment Thursday against two members of a notorious Chinese cyber espionage group. It is the latest in a string of charges brought against Chinese nationals involved in dealing trade secrets and other sensitive information from U.S. businesses and other entities. The two have been described in the indictment as members of a hacking group known as Advanced Persistent Threat 10, or APT-10, and they're accused of carrying out global campaigns of cyber intrusions over a 12-year period, hacking computers in at least a dozen countries, including the U.S. and the U.K., and giving China's intelligence service access to sensitive business information. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has urged caution in the wake of the detention of a third Canadian by China since the arrest in Vancouver December 1st of the chief financial officer of a Chinese telecom. Meng Wanzhou is being sought by the U.S. for alleged sanctions violations and is requesting her extradition. University of Toronto scholar Nelson Wiseman tells VOA while Prime Minister Trudeau is trying to be cautious, it may not be well received in Canada.
I think what he's thinking is that by being more aggressive, for example, by calling the Chinese president, this might simply lead to poor conditions for the Canadians being detained and for Canadian businesses in China being penalized in some way. So the approach of the government appears to be, well, we'll go through normal consular channels.
And British Prime Minister, Prime Minister Trudeau says his priority is the safety and security of Canadians abroad. British Defense Minister Gavin Williamson visited Ukraine Friday, where he told his Ukrainian counterpart that the Black Sea did not belong to Russia and that Britain had sent a Royal Navy ship there to show Kiev did not stand alone. He was speaking as tensions in the area remain high after Russia seized three Ukrainian naval vessels last month. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request hour. And now, your host,